Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha, no, everyone. Want to welcome everyone once again for tuning in to Free Inside Ministry. And so Woo! Blessed this evening.
Aloha Friday.
That's right. If it's Friday, you know who we've got.
Yes.
Some of you might be saying, is that Henry? That's Henry singing. But it's Friday, and on Fridays we're especially blessed to have Pastor Scott Sonoda all the way from First Assembly of God, Wahiwa, but we call it the Free Inside Church.
That's where
the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
We're standing in his light there.
Well, you know what's actually pretty interesting is how many men that have come out and women that have come out that have been incarcerated actually end up there. In fact, some of them, just this week, one of the testimonies is they become members of the church.
Amen.
They took the class.
Three of
and they
them.
Did with it. Yeah, three of them became members of the church. And I can remember ministering to them while they're incarcerated, and their biggest dream was to get on the outside.
That's right.
But not to be free from the incarceration, but to be free from the bondage of sin.
And, you know, we have another brother, Brother Al, where, you know, he has been obedient, and he's got himself back into society. He's got a place to live and all of that. And then he became a grandpa.
Grandpa.
What a blessing.
That's right. What a blessing.
And the daughter and the father and the baby come to church on
they
Sunday.
They come to church.
Amen.
That's the God that we serve.
That's
the God of transformation, the God of restoration, who once where you thought everything was lost, he has given you back more
he's
than you ever thought possible.
Restored your whole family.
Restoration. But, you know, there's someone sitting out there tonight, right now, on the edge of their bed, on the edge of their bunk, looking up and saying, yeah, that sounds like a good story, but that's not me. Hey, hold it. Hold on right there.
You take
hit the stop sign and hit the brakes, baby, because
right.
that is
for you.
Because Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I Hallelujah. Know the plans I have for you. Plans
for
to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for a
hope
and a future.
And a future.
The living proof is those that we've ministered to have come out now and experienced the freedom, the true freedom
Amen.
Of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as
Amen.
Their Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Now,
Amen.
They've gone through trials and tribulations, and they've gone through some bumps in the road, but they're still coming from a position of victory.
They are choosing Jesus.
They're not fighting for victory. Jesus did that on the cross,
That's
but
right.
they fight from victory. The game's already won. We just touched the bases because that home run not only went over the fence, it went out of the park, it went out of the sky. In fact, it went all the way up to heaven when Jesus
Amen.
Paid a price on the cross.
Hallelujah.
You know, we're going to open up with a song tonight we've got for you, and this is free. Now, the great story about this song is by Stephen Curtis Chapman. His dad was a prison minister, and then he went with the dad one time when he was able to go in, came out in the car and wrote the song. So we want to send that song out to everybody. And remember, you don't have to be locked up to be locked
yes,
up.
Yes, my brothers and
so
sisters.
So this goes to anyone who's
Enjoy.
In the bondage of sin. Or maybe you've been incarcerated one time or another, or you have a loved one. This is what goes on behind those walls.
Let go and let God.
Goes out to Halava, Wayava, OCCC, FDC, WCCC, Sahuaro, Arizona.
Hallelujah.
Our brothers and sisters, we're with you.
The sun was beating down inside. Walls of stone and razor wire as we made our way across the prison yard. I felt my heart begin to race as we drew nearer to the place where they say the death is waiting in the dark. The slamming doors of iron echoed through the halls where despair holds life within its cruel claws. But then I met a man whose face seemed so strangely out of place. A blinding light of hope was shining in his eyes. And with repentance in his voice, he told me of his tragic choice that led him to this place where he must pay the price. But then his voice grew strong as he began to tell about the one he said had rescued him from hell. He said, I'm free, yeah. Oh, I have been forgiven. God's love has taken off my chains and given me these wings. And I'm free, yeah. And the freedom I've been given, it's something that not even death can take away. We said a prayer and said goodbye, and tears began to fill my eyes as I stepped back out into the blinding sun. And even as I drove away, I found that I could not escape the way you spoke of what the grace of God had done. I thought about how sin had sentenced us to die, and how God gave his only son so you and I could say I'm free, yeah. Oh, I have been forgiven. God's love has taken off my chains and given me these wings. And I'm free, yeah, yeah. And the freedom I've been given is something that not even death can take away from me, because I'm set you free. Oh, if the sun has set you free, then you are free indeed. Oh, you are really free. If the sun has set you free, oh, if the sun has set you free, then you are free. Really, really free. Oh, we're free, yeah. Oh, we have been forgiven. God's grace has broken every chain and given us.
Amen, amen. If the Son has set you free, you are free indeed. Hallelujah. Thank you in the name of Jesus. And if there's anything we can tell each and every one of you listening tonight, it's just if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I pray you don't die. I just pray you don't die. God's giving you a chance. If you've got a breath in your mouth, man, God is still giving you a chance. He's still working on you. He's working on all of us. But
he's working on us.
If we could just carve a little bit of our heart and give it to you, you know what we're talking about. But it's easy. You can do it your own, too. You know, just have that conversation. But Pastor Scott, you know, powerful, powerful song. What a segue into your message tonight,
well,
Pastor.
You know, first of all, you know, I know that there's a young woman out there or a young man out there sitting at the edge of your bunk, and you're wondering what's going on. And, you know, I just want to tell you, as we listen to that song, we have seen many thousands and thousands of local men and women who were once lost but now have found a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So I want to tell you that look up, for your deliverance is near.
Amen.
You know, look up. Hallelujah. Things are bright. The future is bright if you know who holds your future.
Arise and shine.
You know, and I just want to just tell you that there is hope. There is only one hope, and that's in the hope of a person of Jesus Christ. It's not in the world. It's not in things. That's why God had to take away your freedom for a period. Because when you don't have anything, God is there.
Amen.
If you're at the end of the ropes today, tonight, you've been there so many times, let me just tell you that that last piece of thread, God is at the end of that.
Amen.
You know, tonight I feel like, you know, I want to tell you the story that would just relate to you so much. It was about a young young, innocent young man. His name was Joseph. And Joseph knew the Lord from a very young age. But you know what? His own family gave him away. Mm-hmm. In fact, they were going to kill him.
Yes.
You know, his own family, his own flesh and blood, you know. And I don't know, man, my family's loved me. For a while I felt like they abandoned me, but they didn't give me up for dead. Amen. They didn't sell me,
that's right,
you know, into slavery for money, you know. But that's what happened to Joseph. So if you think you got the raw end of the deal, put yourself in Joseph's shoes.
Amen.
You know. Amen. And Joseph loved the Lord, and he could easily abandon his faith there. But you know what? Joseph held on to his faith. You know, I want to just tell you, in the beginning of chapter 39, verse 2 of the book of Genesis, and it says these five words. I want you to hold on to these five words. And it says this, and the Lord was with Joseph.
Hallelujah.
I want you to put your name at the end of that sentence. And the Lord was with, and put your name in there,
hallelujah,
with you. Just as he is with us. Now, people will say, well, what's so great about that? Well, let me tell you something. There can't be any bigger words than that.
Amen.
Because this is talking about the presence of God with you.
Hallelujah.
Now, let me tell you something. It's good to have the anointing. It's good to get filled with the Holy Spirit. But when you have the presence of the Almighty God with you.
Amen.
You know, I mean, that speaks volume.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord is with you. If you know Jesus Christ, if you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, he not only lives around you, but he lives in and through you. See, the greatest thing about Jesus Christ going to the cross and dying is, see, in the olden days, you know, David, Moses, Noah, they had God's presence. But today, that's why Jesus said, it would be better if I left this world. Because when I leave, I will bring you the comforter, the teacher,
amen,
the guide, the Holy Spirit to live in you. And like Lynette said, and empower you,
yes,
empower you. Now you don't just have God's presence, but you have God's presence and his power that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, that you can do great and mighty things, that nothing is impossible for God, which means there's nothing impossible for his sons and his daughters.
Amen.
But as we go on, it says that, you know, when he got sold into slavery, but the Lord was still with him. I want to tell you that when you accept Jesus Christ, no matter where you go, no matter what happens to you, the Lord says, I will never, ever leave you. Not for a moment, not for a second. I will never leave you, nor forsake you, nor abandon you, nor leave. You know, he would never. And you can count on that, that God is with you. And I know sometimes, you know, we all think, God, where are you? But that's where faith is. Faith is being sure of something that we don't know how it's going to happen.
Amen.
And so faith is just saying, God, I don't feel you. I don't know where you are, but I know your promise is that you are with me, just as he was with Joseph.
Hallelujah.
And Joseph had to go through being sold by his brothers. Sold.
Ultimate betrayal.
Oh, ultimate. And you know, maybe you feel like you've been sold by your family. Maybe your family has given up on you.
Yes.
Maybe your own kids and your wife, just like how mine was, you know. And it's not, you know, I remember my wife. It's not that she stopped loving me. This is what she told me. She says, you know, honey, I won't, she was my high school sweetheart, the only woman that I ever loved in my, truly loved. And, you know, I told her, and in my drug days when I'd go on runs and I'd come back home after weeks, I'd lay there next to her and she'd be cuddling me. And I said, honey, don't ever leave me. And she said, I won't ever leave you. I love you. But you know what? I'll tell you the truth. There was a time when she left me. Because not that, she, you know, when I told her, I thought you said you would never leave me. She said, you didn't. I'm not leaving you. You forced me to get out of your life. Your life has just been too much for me and the kids. And, you know, I can't put up with this anymore. And I got to let you go. And, you know, I thought, and you might think that that's the worst words to hear from your own wife, your own family, your own kids. They don't want anything to do with you anymore. But our God is a God of restoration.
He's a great God.
And his power and his word says that I will restore. If you come and seek me with your heart and ask me to come into your heart, he says, I will restore the years that Satan has taken away or the locusts have eaten. And, you know, I will tell you, I'll go on because that's for the sake of time that, you know, today, you know, I'm not just married. I have a marriage.
Amen.
I don't have kids. I have a family.
Beautiful family.
And I don't just have a house. I have a home. And I owe it to Jesus Christ. That he restored everything, you know. He restored everything back to me. And not just back, but greater, greater.
Amen.
And just like in this story here with Joseph, in his downtime, in his place of being lonely, abandoned, mistreated, resentful, he still hung on to his God.
Hallelujah.
And you know, it says that when he went in from prison, he went to be in the house of his Egyptian master. And now his Egyptian master wasn't a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what the man of the master saw. He says in verse 3, he says, and the Lord was with Joseph. And when his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord gave him success in everything that he did, he gave him favor. Now, this just talks about not going to God's presence, but now it's talking about God's provisions.
Amen.
It talks about God's provision, you know. And hold on, I got the Rhema word for you coming up right next. But not only does it say that, when he saw the favor of God upon Joseph, he said he put Joseph in charge of the entire nation of Egypt, which was the most prosperous country. And you know what happened? It says here, because God's provision and protection and success and presence was with Joseph, it says here that the Lord blessed not only Joseph, but even Potiphar, his master, who wasn't a Christian, both in and outside of who? Not Joseph, but Potiphar. And here's my point to you. I know, because I was locked up, maybe for a long time, like some of you. But whether you're locked up for a day or for years, you're still locked up.
Amen.
You know, you're held in bondage. But this is, this, you know, some of the worst things that I face of loneliness inside being incarcerated was I blew it. Now, who's going to take care of my family?
Amen.
Who's going to provide for my kids? You know, it was my selfishness. Now my kids and my family has to suffer. But let me give you the unseen. You see how Joseph, even while he was in prison, you know, he was still, even though he was in the Potiphar's home, he was still a prisoner. He was still a slave.
That's right.
You know, and you know what? But it said that because the Lord is with you, you can, the bars of those prisons, those gates, the barbed wire, the miles of ocean and mountains cannot separate you from God's presence, his provision, and his protection upon not just you, but your entire
family.
Mm-hmm. So your you ohana. Don't have to worry about your ohana, because when the Lord is with you, he's such a huge, big, ginormous God.
Ginormous.
You know, God, that not only will he provide and protect and give you success, but that provision will go through the wires, through the fences, through the walls, across the oceans, across the miles, straight into your ohana.
Amen.
Because the Lord is with you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Well, you know, it even goes on further in that same chapter, and they're talking about when Joseph became imprisoned. And it says when he was in prison, and this is down in verses 21 and 22. And it says, and the warden of the prison committed to Joseph's care all the prisoners who were in prison, and whatsoever was done there, he was in charge of it. The prison warden paid no attention to anything that was in Joseph's charge, for the Lord was with him and made whatever he did to prosper. Here he is in a situation where he is incarcerated, where he is behind bars, and he is a prisoner, and yet the warden himself knows and realizes that the Lord is with him, and whatever he did in prison prospered. It doesn't matter about the situation around you. It matters about the situation inside of you. Amen. And what we're talking about is your heart. Like Pastor Scott always says, the heart of the problem is the problem of the heart. You know, and it's when you can change that stony heart, when you can open up the eyes of the heart, when you can take all that opala and the weeds and the rubbish out and have good soil and plant the good seed of the word of Jesus Christ, of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Bible. Put that word inside that good soil, the Lord will nurture it, and it will sprout upward, and out will become a changed man, a changed woman, but it doesn't happen overnight. When you plant the seed in the ground, does it grow the next day? You get on tree the next day?
No.
You got to love on it. You got to love on it. You got to take all the weeds that come up around it. You got to water it. Put a little bit of fertilizer. Amen. Talk story with it.
Yes.
You know, old Japanese guys, they talk story to the mango trees every season. You don't give me mangoes, I'm going to cut you down.
Amen.
You got to tell the tree who's boss.
Got to prune them.
But you have to keep nurturing it. And then once it begins to sprout, and if the roots are good, then the tree is good. But if the root is in bad soil and no foundation, then the tree is not going to have good fruit.
You know, what a great analogy. See, because, you know, making Jesus Christ, making the choice of saying, Jesus, come into my life is not a head choice. It's a heart choice. You know, it's a heart choice. Because, see, when God comes in and changes the heart, he changes that person. Mm-hmm. Amen. You know, so I just want to just tell you, you're so fortunate that God is a God of many chances. And you, if you think you've got, and I know many of you do have gift, you know, maybe you were abandoned when you were young, you were abused. Look at Joseph's life.
Amen.
But he never let go of his faith. And that's where it's all about. Faith is being sure of a God of the impossible. Because, see, you're in an impossible situation. But thank God that God's grace, you know, his mercy upon our lives are new every day. Every morning, you and I get a clean chalkboard. You know, we don't have to worry that we blew it last night or yesterday or the last week. Every day, the Bible says, though sorrow may last for the night, joy comes in the morning, and that is grace and mercies are new every morning.
Oh, so special. You know, I was looking at when you were going over the Joseph in Genesis, you know, so powerful, Joseph's faith.
Oh, man.
You know, and his obedience. Amen.
In the midst of the hurricane, not the storm.
Mm-hmm. And then in Genesis 39:9, it says, no one is greater in the house than I. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God? And though she spoke to Joseph day after day, he refused to go to bed with her or even be with her. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
That's a sermon right there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, you know, because, you know, when things aren't going good, it's easy to go back to that bed.
Right.
You know, that what the bed is comfortable, you know, going back to the drinking, to the drugging. Because, you know, that's I call that the baby bottle, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do babies go when they're tired and fussy? They go back to the baby bottle, right? Yep, right. And that's what we did. That's what we did. Every time we had trouble in my life, is was the dope? Was the booze? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
To mask it.
Go back to mask mm-hmm. it, to, you know, because you know what? Addiction is medication.
Hallelujah. It medicates the problem.
Medication for pain.
You know, there's somebody out there and you're saying, well, you know, I'm not really worth anything. And, you know, I'm always going to be a failure.
Mm-mm.
And when you think that God can't use you or make anything out of you, I want you to just think for a moment about what I'm going to tell you. Noah got drunk all the time. Abraham was so old. Jacob lied. Joseph was abused and put in prison. Moses had a stuttering problem. Gideon was afraid. Samson had long hair. He was a womanizer. Rahab, she was hooking. She was a prostitute. Jeremiah and Timothy, they were far too young. David was an adulterer and a murderer. Elijah was suicidal. Isaiah ran around and preached naked. Jonah ran from God. Naomi was a widow. Job actually went bankrupt. John the Baptist, he ate locusts. Peter, he denied Christ. The disciples, they fell asleep while Jesus was praying.
Amen.
Martha, she was a worrywart. She worried about anything.
Mm-hmm.
The Samaritan woman, she was divorced more than once, twice, three times. She had some issues. Zacchaeus, he was way too short. Paul, he was a murderer and a blasphemer. Timothy, he was sick. He had an ulcer. But the best one, Lazarus, was dead. You see, when God calls us, he does that for a purpose that we are able to fulfill, not necessarily through what we can do and how we think, but through him and through our weakness, he is mighty.
Amen.
Don't hesitate or make excuses when God calls you. Just trust that he's going to provide all that you need to succeed, and then just move forward. And remember, nobody's perfect. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And remember, every saint has a past, but every sinner has a future.
And you know, in the Bible, it says, you know, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can comprehend what the Lord has planned for those who love him. You know, I mean, you look in that scripture about Joseph, and if he had not been thrown into prison, the blessings that God was going to do for him in the prison with the warden would have never happened. So you just have to know, my brothers and sisters, that our thoughts are not his thoughts. Mm. You know, his thoughts are much, much higher than ours. And we cannot begin to comprehend what the Lord really has planned for us. Amen. And that's comforting to me, because in my own mind and in my flesh and in this world, no matter what I'm thinking today, I have that reassurance that God's got my back.
That's right.
And he has got great plans for me.
That's right.
And all I need to do is wait on him.
Amen.
Wait on him and be obedient.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes. Be obedient.
Amen.
Well, you know, Romans 8:28, you know, in the New King James Version, it says, and we know all things,
good,
all
bad,
works
not so good,
together
terrible
for good to
good,
those
bad,
who love
ugly.
God.
That's right.
To those who are called according to his purpose. And in the Jesus book, it says, us guys, notice too, God make everything come
everything.
Out all good for the people that get love and aloha for them.
Everything.
Before time, he God like go make the plan.
Kupala.
What he was going to do for them. And he didn't tell them already, hey, come with me. Be my guys.
Be
one of the Jesus guys. Be
Amen.
One of the God fellows.
Hallelujah.
The only thing I can guarantee is your life's going to change.
That's right.
Amen.
You know, that's you know, that what you just said, be my guys. You know what? The verse that says that, he says, today, just taste and see that the Lord is good.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Taste and see. Go get. And like Bulla said, hey, if God no work, I give you full permission to go back to the devil.
That's right.
Bulla
says
the devil will take you back.
The devil will take you back. You know, it's all about choices, guys.
Funny, but true.
Get
yes,
real. Look in the mirror tonight.
I mean, super
tonight.
True.
We look in the mirror tonight. It's all about choices. And the one choice we want you to make is just to make the choice of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And it's not about a church. It's not about a denomination. It's about this guy named Jesus.
Jesus.
We're not where we're going to be,
that's
but
right.
We're far from where we've come, and we remember where we've been, but we look forward to where we're going.
Hallelujah.
With Jesus Christ. Hey, have a great weekend. We're going to see you Monday.
Yes.
You're too blessed to
be
stressed.
Tune
in 9:30, Monday to Friday, right here.
Hallelujah.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.